She had been home for a while and seemed to be recovering well, and then they found some blood clots, and she was back at Methodist Hospital for a few days, and now back at the Waters. And then last week, she, they found she had some pneumonia and some blood issues. So she has been a patient at Henry County Hospital now for about a week. And the hope was that she would get back to the water soon. I'll be going to see her after worship today. But I just wanted to remind you to pray for Maxine, and I know that she is delighted whenever she hears from any of you or receives a visit. So I would encourage us to reach out to Maxine. This has been a really long, difficult 3 months for her and Janine and all of her family. So prayers for Maxine. Are all hearts clear this morning? What kind of people do you like to hang out with? What kind of friends? What kind of spouse do you want? What kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the kind of person? Or do you want to be just kind of kind? What kind of a person is a kind person? I'm going to offer a few words this morning about kindness, this word kind. And I learned that the word kind actually comes from the same root, of course, as our word kindred. So the idea is that when we treat someone with kindness, we are treating them as family. They are our kind. Now, unfortunately, many families are the last place people find kindness. So I want you to think instead about the ideal relationships in families, how it works in loving and caring and generous families. Let me make it clear what I'm talking about here this morning. What is a kind person? I want to emphasize the action part of the word. Kindness. A kind person is someone who acts in a way that actually gives help to someone else. That's my definition. It's very simple. A kind person is one who acts in ways that give help to somebody else. So, of course, it's more than just liking somebody. A kind person, it's more than just being nice. Although those tend to go along with it. But that's not the essence of it. Being kind means actually offering something to another to help them. Kindness, in other words, always involves giving of some kind. And so it's no wonder that the New Testament words for goodness, generosity, and kindness are almost interchangeable. They tend to focus on the same aspect of a person. So what is it that we might give that shows kindness? It could be any number of things. It could be money, things, material goods, our time, our labor, a hug, more importantly, a listening ear, our attention. Or as in the scripture that we just heard, often it's forgiveness. But kindness, I want to emphasize, is always about giving. And sometimes, matter of fact, often that giving is costly to us. Sometimes it's even sacrificial, which, of course, we caught in that little passage from Ephesians about Christ offering himself. Speaking of which, what kind of God do you believe in? Do you kind of believe that God is kind of kind? That's kind of where I was for much of my life. Does it strike you as revolutionary to think that God is always consistently kind. Because it matters overwhelmingly. Let's not pretend that it doesn't matter how we think about God. Your image of God makes you. Our image of God makes us who we are, and it shapes then the way we see and relate to everyone else. Maybe we should make this a responsive reading. I'll start it and you help me finish it. You become like what? How does that line end? I've said it almost at least once a month for the last 6 years. That's right. You become like the God you worship, the God you actually believe in. I don't want to go into a bunch of technical stuff, but there's one Hebrew word that captures so much of what I'm trying to talk about this morning. As a matter of fact, it could be argued that this one word is the most important word in the Hebrew Bible if we want to accurately understand who God is. The word is chesed. The word is used 245 times in the Old Testament. And in our English Bibles, that word chesed is translated with at least 10 different English words. You'll recognize some of these. Words like steadfast love, faithfulness, mercy, my favorite, loving kindness. That 23rd Psalm that we just said together a few minutes ago, surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life. A better translation then would be, surely goodness and loving kindness would pursue me, would chase after me, would hunt me down. That's God. So the basic meaning of chesed springs from the interpersonal relationships that should be there in families. Chesed is that mutual loyal love or kindness shared between relatives. God was establishing a family when he called Abraham to follow him. Kinship with the children of Israel. God would relate to them as his kindred, his kind. And in this relationship, God acted with chesed, steadfast, loyal love, kindness. And so Jesus then, we might say, came to extend the boundaries of that family beyond just the children of Israel, so that you and I, Gentiles that we are in the family also, to include all the people of the world as God's kindred. And did you know that the early church fathers in the early centuries of Christianity say that the people were confused about what to call these followers of Jesus? And part of the confusion was the Greek words. The Greek word for Christ is Christos. The Greek word for kindness is Christos. And so, actually, there were people who referred to the followers of Jesus not as Christ ones or Christians, but as kind ones. That should always fit. People should look at us if we're actually the followers of Jesus and see us as kind ones. Jesus lived out the kindness of God. Listen to the way the New Testament speaks about what it means to be a Jesus follower. They actually loved it so much they sang about it. You know, that 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, many think it was actually an early Christian hymn. And remember the words, love is patient, and love is kind. How could we think of God any other way? We Christians, of all things, boil it down to the essence that God is love. So if we're singing, love is patient, love is kind, they looked at Jesus and saw what he did and how he related to other people and decided that's what God's like. God is patient, God is kind. Or over in Galatians, where the Apostle Paul is listing what we call the fruit of the Spirit. That is, these are aspects of a life lived when the Spirit of God is active in us. Love is always listed first because everything else really is an expression of love. Love, joy, peace, patience. What comes next? Kindness. So if kindness is a fruit of the Spirit, then if we are people who don't grow in our ability to live kindly, then I'm afraid to say that the bad news is that we're following some other spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's not the Spirit of God, because the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Do you make the obvious connection here? If God is love and God is patient and kind, then that's, if we're God's kind, God's kindred, God's family, then we ought to start sharing the family resemblance as we follow Jesus. If we're not, we missed the point. We're made in the image of a kind God. Jesus came to restore the blueprint. I've said that a few times recently. To show us what a human life is made to look like. We're designed for kindness. And if we're created in the image of a kind God, then doesn't it make sense that when we are living as kind persons, that we would actually have a flourishing life, that we'd really live, that we'd thrive? And actually, there's some research to back that up. In the December issue of Kiwanis magazine, which I receive, there's a wonderful article about kindness. And the article quotes a lady named Brooke Jones of the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. And she talks about how kindness affects us physically. She says that we all know that when we commit an act of kindness or receive one, we feel good. There's an increase in oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine, as well as a decrease in cortisol. Cortisol is not good for you. But what most people don't know is that the person who witnesses an act of kindness has the same physiological response in their body with the same increases and decreases in those feel-good chemicals that aid in lowering our blood pressure and improving our overall heart health and helping us feel calmer and helping us be less depressed. It's powerful, kindness, because we're made in the image of a kind God. So my point isn't just simply act kindly so you'll feel better, although that's probably going to happen. But act kindly because you're made to be that way. When we choose to act in another way, we're bucking the system here. We're made to be kind people. And of course, if we act kindly, we'll thrive. Because, you know, the simple fact is, whether we like it or not, we do not live unto ourselves. The way we live will, without any variation, affect other people. We all affect one another, for better or for worse. The old saying, you know, everybody has the power to brighten the room, some people by coming and some by going. We're supposed to be the kind who bring the light of Christ into the room with us. Kindness. And so how we treat other people is really dependent on how we see them. And so what needs to happen is a transformation in the way we look at the other people around us, that we recognize that we're God's kindred and they are too. If we're going to be God's kinfolk, then we must let God's Spirit work in us, shape us. And as I've tried to emphasize, and what this is the reason I emphasize this so much is it took me probably half of my ministry before I finally got this, that God just doesn't usually zap us and change us in some way, that we must participate with God. We must cooperate some way. And the traditional way that Christians have done that is through the practice of what we might call soul training exercises or spiritual disciplines. So the question is, what kind of spiritual discipline can we engage in that will sort of put us in a place where God's Spirit can do something with us? Well, let's listen to one of the saints. Saint Fred, I call him. I'm talking about Fred Rogers, the children's TV personality, Mr. Rogers. You know, when I worked in psychiatric chemical dependency hospital, it always struck me that part of the patient's therapy should be to watch Mr. Rogers every morning. Go a long way to helping relieve a lot of the depression that people have. Because if Mr. Rogers was anything, he was kind. And the people who knew him said, that wasn't just a character he made up. That was Fred Rogers. That was who he was, whether he was on TV with children or he was out in the world. But even Fred Rogers had to practice a spiritual discipline to help him grow in kindness. And I learned about his practice while reading that same Kiwanis magazine. Here's what Fred Rogers' biographer says Fred Rogers did. You know how athletes or speakers will sometimes do a visioning exercise to think about what's coming up and how they're going to play the game or do the speech or conduct the class that they're teaching? It's sort of a mental visioning that they see themselves behaving the way they want to actually come across. Fred Rogers would do that each morning for the day that he was about to enter into. You know what he was doing about it? He was thinking about who he was going to see that day at work, who he'd see at lunch, who he'd see at a meeting in the afternoon, and how he was going to be prepared to be as thoughtful and as kind as he could be. That's what he did, because he really viewed his important role that he played in life as being an exemplar of human kindness. You're going to start your day somehow. Most of us are going to sit there and have a cup of coffee, maybe read something. Maybe it'd be a good time to do a little visioning. Think ahead of the day, not with anxiety and fear and how I'm going to get my way and how I'm going to overpower this or that person. A vision of who these other people are. They're our kind. They're God's kind. And so we can practice the spiritual discipline of seeing ourselves before we're actually in that situation, acting kindly. Because I don't know how it is with you, but change is slow and hard sometimes. And sometimes I find myself wanting to respond in an unkind way before I even think about it. So why not think about it ahead of time? Who am I going to spend the day with? Who am I going to run into? Who's going to show up today? Or in whose life am I going to show up? And am I going to see myself as their kind? It's about vision. In that reading from Ephesians, we're first told to remember how God, through Christ, has dealt with us. Be kind to each other. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you. And then this, imitate God in everything you do, because you are His dear children. In other words, God's kind, so be God's kind. Amen.